Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. In this video, we're going to talk about learning to say no and the importance behind saying no to things that might take up a lot of time. So one thing that I'm learning at this point is that you can't say yes to everything. And so you have to start saying no to some things so you can be more focused on what you would like to do and why you're doing it this particular way. Here at Failures Knowledge Podcast, we speak about learning from failures and turning into success. If you're looking to turn your failures into success, this is the right video for you. So we about to get into it. We about to get into the conversation. So make sure you hit that like. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Because today we're talking about the power of saying no and how to go about saying no and not feel bad about it. So let me go ahead and set everything up, and we're going to get started with this conversation. Today is going to be so great. It's going to be so impactful because I'm learning so much on my journey, and I want to share what I've learned and show the importance behind the power of no, or the word of no. So we're going to dive deep with it. I'm going to try to share my screen and show different things that I'm talking about. And so for me to do that, I am going to use some sticky notes. I got some sticky notes on here. I don't have an iPad yet. And so until I have an iPad, I'm going to use some stickies. I'm going to use some stickies and really get into it. So recently, I've learned, ever since I've been on this journey, I've been focusing more about what I wanted to do, why I wanted to do a particular way, and the importance behind it. Early off, when I was starting on my journey, I was saying yes to everything. Every opportunity that came, I was saying yes, I'm going to do it. Every chance that every new discovery that I discovered for myself, I say yes, and then start learning more about it. What I didn't recognize at that time was that every time I learn something new, I'm always starting at the bottom. I'm always restarting because I have to try to start something new in order for me to learn it, in order for me to understand it, and in order for me to practice it. What I didn't fully understand is that as I'm saying yes to everything, what am I saying no to? What am I saying no to? In the beginning, I was saying yes to everything, to everyone, to every time I had a chance, I was saying yes because I knew that opportunity was going to come from there. At some point along my journey, I had to learn how to say no, because as I'm saying yes to everything, it's taken away from what I need to do in order for me to get to the next step, in order for me to get to the next phase, in order for me to get to the next part of my journey. The most important thing that I've learned is that you can't feel bad about saying no. Because not only are you saying boundaries, you're saying no to things that would take time away from you. I didn't know how much time was important and critical to your success, to your journey. Because if you're not putting time towards a particular thing, how do you grow this thing? How do you expand this thing? How do you improve on this thing? So I had to learn over time that in order for me to really get good, in order for me to really get great, I had to start saying no to things that would take me away from the opportunity that I'm already pursuing. And so this video is going to be so impactful because now we're going to dive into the importance behind no. So let me go ahead and pull this sticky note up and let me go ahead and dive into it, because today it's going to be a good one. I'm trying to. Nah, it should be a different one. please. Okay, hold on. Stickies. Let's see if it pop up. Oh, there we go. New note. There we go. There we go. I got it now. So now I'm about to go ahead and share my screen. I'm about to make this bigger. And I'm going to put the power of saying no. The power of saying no. The power of saying no. Let me try to make this bigger. I can't even make it bigger. No worries. So I'm just going to put that in the middle. The power of saying no only comes from... Oh, there we go. So font. Oh, that's the power of saying no. There we go. All right. So first thing first. I had to learn why I'm saying no to things. Why I should start focusing on the no. And when you say yes to everything, you're taking your time away from it, from the main thing that you need to focus on. So recently, I've been doing this 90-day challenge making $100,000. So far, I only made $217, but I had to invest it back into the business, and I'm around $10 and some change. And what I've learned from this past, 62 days, if I'm not mistaken, is that you have to be willing to focus on a thing and improve this thing every single day. So when I started the journey a couple weeks ago, as I'm starting the journey, I'm learning about what I wanted to do. I'm learning about how I want to go about doing it, and I'm learning how I can help others. So my first customer I got in the beginning of the challenge. And so when I first got my first customer, I reached out to him. It was a cold call, and I was bringing value to him, and I just asked him, like, what is going to stop you from getting to the next step? Not to the next phase of your life, but to the next step. But as I'm working with them, I'm learning more about the process that I need to go on in order to have more customers. And it wasn't until when I started working with my first customer doing this challenge was that I had to really dial in on how I can go about getting customers. So if I'm saying yes to everything, if I'm saying yes to every opportunity, if I'm saying yes to every chance I get, what am I saying no to and what can I really focus on? See, in business, when you are starting at the bottom from business, you have to really focus on a thing or a skill in a particular way where you can help others, because you don't have all the funding, you don't have all the resources, and you don't have all the money that big companies have. And so I'm part of the small business. In order for me to get to the next step, I have to really focus on what I'm doing. So the power of saying no, I'm gonna go back to the sticky note. The power of saying no comes from realization. The first point is real. Hold on. Let me stop sharing my screen for a second. Hold on. I'm looking for the settings. Is that the settings right there? Hold on. I don't see the settings. That's okay. The power of saying no. So the first one is that you have to have a realization of what you are doing. And I'm going to put that in the middle. What you are doing. Power saying no. There we go. Realization of what you are doing. So it took me some time to really understand what I was doing and how I can go about doing that. As I'm on this journey, I've changed what I wanted to do so many different times. And it taught me that, yes, you can change what you want to do, but how many times are you going to keep changing? And so over the time, over the last few couple of months or whatever case is, last few weeks, I had to learn that as I'm focusing on one thing, I'm getting better. So I've been focusing on trying to do webinars. Hold on, let me move this back. There we go. Hold on. Let me put this back. All right, this is what I'm doing. I'm just rearranging it so that it looks good. So where is that at? I don't see that, but It's cool. So over time, as I'm learning more about the type of business I'm going to have, it's going to change so much. You're not going to keep the same business when you're starting off. You have to really evolve within yourself and get more clarity of what you're doing. So this 90-day challenge to make $100,000 is helping me get clarity on the type of customers I would like to serve and how I can go by helping them. And this is so important because when I see opportunity in one thing, so much more can grow from this because I'm able to focus on one thing. I'm able to focus on a particular thing. And this helps entrepreneur not only focus on one thing, but improve on the details, on the language, on the communication. So that way it can be increased. It can be improved to a point where it can get to the next step. It can get to the next customer. It can help you make the next dollar. And one thing that I learned while being on this journey is that even though making the next dollar is a bit challenging, I have to be willing to say no to some things so I can make that next dollar. And what I learned from this is that as I'm doing one-on-one, as I'm doing consultations one-on-one, nothing's wrong with doing it one-on-one, but it pulls me away from really bringing value because I'm only serving one person at a time. Nothing's wrong with that. Nothing's wrong with serving one person at a time. What the problem come in at is that you're only serving one person at a time. And so it was so difficult for me to really comprehend that, to really understand that, because I didn't fully understand it. I'm thinking you're supposed to say yes to every opportunity. I'm thinking you're supposed to say yes to everything. And even though you're saying yes to everything, what are you saying no to? So I watched this video with this guy named Alex Hormozi, and he kept saying that you have to really delete a lot of stuff but focus on the one thing to really improve it. And when he said it, I'm like, dang, that's a good topic. That's a really great topic, especially when you're in business and trying to start a business for yourself. But it's really knowing what to say no to that will help create more opportunities. And so I'm going to go back to my sticky right now. So the point of realization of what you're doing. Hold on. Realization of what you're doing. It comes from really paying attention to what you are doing and how you go about doing it. This is so critical to one's success, because if you don't realize what you're doing, how do you fully understand how to help others? And this is so important, because that's the next point to hit on, is that when you understand who and how you help others, you can serve a lot more people. You can serve many more people. And so until I realized this from this 90-day challenge to make $100,000, I realized it because I learned something new every single day. I recognized what I was doing because I was doing it every single day. And as I got better, as I got more focused, I'm still learning along the journey, because the journey never ends. I'm just getting better. I'm just getting more focused. I'm just getting more clear. And when I start saying no to other things, it's going to pull me away. I have to be comfortable with the decision of saying no. And so recently I've had so many different ideas come to my mind, because I'm watching different courses. I'm watching different people who have businesses, you know, teaching and explain what they're doing, how they're growing their business, how they're making a difference. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, how is that possible? So they name everything that they're doing to grow their business. And it came to mind, I'm like, if I go to speaking engagements, if I start doing speaking engagements, it will start taking time away from me, because I have to go to a particular place, have to go and buy a hotel, have to go speak, then I have to come back home, get rearranged for everything, when I'm just a one-man show. It would be completely different if it was me plus other people, or me working with other individuals. It would be completely different, because I won't have to rely just on me for now. But since I have to rely on myself, I have to really focus on something that will not only that would give me time back rather than take time away from what I already have going. And it taught me that when you understand the power of saying no, when you say no, you're not saying no because you want to be a bad person. You're saying no because you would like to focus on something that you are, that you would like to improve on, that you would like to strengthen, that you would like to be dedicated to. As I was playing football in high school, I was committed to playing football. I was committed to practicing. I was committed to learning. And over time, I got better. I got more skilled and I got more educated for the game of football. In order for me to get to the next step in business, I have to be willing to focus and really say no to many things that are going to take my time away from it. I have to study. I have to practice business. I have to learn business. And as I'm learning all this information is coming my way. It's coming my way because I'm seeking the knowledge. I'm looking for the knowledge, and the knowledge is helping me position myself differently because now I'm able to say no to things that don't really matter. So now I'm able to say things. Now I'm able to say no to things that are going to take time away from what I have. Now it would be different if I had me plus five people, but since I have me plus me for the moment, I have to really use my time wisely. And you have to use your time wisely, because if you're not using your time wisely, you are wasting your time on things that don't really matter. And it's taken me a long time to really understand that, because I didn't really understand the concept of that. I didn't understand the concept of saying no, because I'm creative. I have a lot of things going on in my mind. I can do a lot of things. And even though I can do a lot of things, I have to be willing to say no to some things. So when you say no to some things, I'm going to pull my sticky back up. When you say no to some things, not only are you saying no, but you are recognizing why you're saying no. You're saying no because you are focused. Why do you say, no? Dot, dot, dot. You are focus. It took me a long time to be okay with being focused, because if it wasn't for focus or focusing, how can I be where I would like to go in order for me to get to the next phase, or in order for me to grow even more? There we go. I'm just adjusting it right quick. For those of you that listen to the podcast, I'm showing a visual of the notes that I'm speaking about right now. So I'm just making it visual for all my people that's watching it. And so the question was, why do you say no? And I put dot, 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 you are focused. You can only say no when you learn how to be focus on one particular thing, on one particular skill, and one way of doing things. Because when you are focused and getting better, not only are you getting better, you can see more results based off the focus that you have. And so when I start to really understand the power of focus, not only was I focusing, I had to be willing to say no to things that was going to take time away from me. We only have 24 hours in a day, and by me being the only person in the, me plus another person, by just being two people in the company, it's too small for me to spread myself too thin, because I'm not able to handle everything that would come my way. Until I focus on one thing, which will be webinars. Webinars is an online training where I help entrepreneurs launch their podcast. When I focus on this and focus on it every single day, I'm going to improve the communication. I'm going to improve the website. I'm going to improve the way I get customers. I'm going to improve like the small details, because the small details matter the most if you pay attention to it. If you have focus, you can pay attention to what's working and increase the amount of work that you're doing for this effort. It's not until you recognize the effort that you need to put in into one particular thing for you to be good. When I start to put my effort all in football, I got better over time. I got more skilled. I learned more. I learned how to move. I learned the plays. I learned how to communicate. I learned how to lead. I learned how to follow. I learned how to understand the game. Life is no different than what you're doing. Business is no different than learning a sport, because you have to be willing to learn the sport and the position that you're playing. Because everyone has a role, and if you don't play your role, how do you all win as a team? In my mind, I'm playing to play as a team, because in the future, I want to be around others that we can grow together. And as I'm being around others that we can grow together, it starts with me. And just because it starts with me doesn't mean it has to end with me. In fact, it's the stepping stone for me to really help others, because as I'm helping myself first, as I'm helping others, they can see the way I help myself. Now I can help others find themselves. Because in order for me to get to the next step, I have to be willing to focus on the things that matter the most. The things that matter the most are the skills that I have to focus on in order for me to get to the next step. I have to focus on my emails. I have to focus on business. I have to focus on marketing. I have to focus on sales. I have to focus on different things in the business so that the business just can get to the next step. It's not until you get to the next step when you recognize the amount of work that you put into the steps. This is so critical. Because if you're just doing the work, if you're just doing things just to do it and not understanding what you're doing, it will be difficult to explain how you did it if you're not tracking what you did. Why do you say no? Because you have to say no to things that's going to take your focus away. And this is helping me, because not only am I learning how to say no to things that's going to take my focus away, I have to really dial into something that's going to not only bring in more customers, but bring in more revenue. And as I'm bringing more revenue, I can help a lot more people. In order for me to help a lot more people, I have to be willing to say no to a lot of things, a lot of opportunities, a lot of requests that could potentially come our way. Like vacation. Like, I've said no to vacation a long time. A long time. I got a couple calls from my buddies that was like, "Yeah, man, we going on vacation." I said, "Not right now." As much as I want to go, I say not right now, because I'm working towards something. I'm trying to be focused. I'm trying to build something. I'm trying to do something. Not right now. They say, "Yeah, man, we going on the cruise." They say, "You should come." I say, "Not right now." They say, "Yeah, man, we going out of town just to have fun." I say, "Not right now." You see, I was saying no without even recognizing why I was saying no. I just knew I was focused. I just knew I had to go. I just knew I'm working towards something. And as I'm working towards something, I have to be willing to say no to things that are going to take my time away from it. Because if I go on vacation, I'm going to be thinking about what I can be doing at home and on a business and why it matters. If I pay attention to what I'm doing and how I can go by doing it, eventually in my lifetime, I'll be able to travel as much as I would like to. I will be able to go to different countries as much as I would like to. I will be able to go to different places as much as I would like to. But for now, I have to be focused to say, no, that's not the time for me right now. That's not the time for me right now. In the future, it will be. In the future, I see myself going to different places, different countries, and exploring different opportunities. But for now, I have to say no to some things so I can start putting things in place so I can be more focused on what I'm doing today. You have to say no to things. You have to say no. In other words, you have to be willing to sacrifice today so you can have a better future for yourself. I've been sacrificing myself. I've been sacrificing for a while because I know all this work that I'm putting in will eventually pay off. And it might take longer to pay off, but it will pay off soon or later, maybe soon, preferably soon. And I also have to recognize that if I get up every single day, if I do the work every single day, if I say no to opportunities every single day and gain this focus, not only would I be able to get to the next step, I will be able to help others get to their next step. Because in order for me to help, I have to be willing to help myself first. That's one thing that I struggled with when I was on my journey, is that I wanted to help everybody early off without having no results. without having no success, without having no accomplishments behind my name. I wanted to help everyone. Just because I read a book, just because I read a couple of books, just because I read something differently, I wanted to help others see the theme that I saw differently. But it doesn't matter if I didn't implement it, if I didn't work on it, if I didn't improve it. Because what happens, I'm going to go back to my sticky note. What happens is that people hear what you're saying, but they don't see what you're saying. So for this one, why do you say no? The next point I'm going to hit on is that you have to be willing. Willing to learn and attempt the lessons. The reason why that is so important is because if you're not willing to learn, and start trying it, how do you get better? How do you improve? How do you become someone different? Well, you have to give yourself permission to fail. This podcast is about failing, and you have to be willing to fail in order to become the best version of yourself. You can't grow if you never try something new. You can't improve if you never try something different. You can't focus if you haven't challenged yourself. You see, I had to learn the importance of challenging myself, because if I continue to challenge myself, I will not only be better off, but I'll be better off in a better way because of my focus, because of what I'm thinking, because of what I'm learning, because of what I'm doing. You have to be crazy to pursue your dreams. And it's the ones that believe they can are the ones that become the dreamers. Because you dream, you have thoughts, you have goals. And it does nothing if your dreams, thoughts, and goals stay in your mind. I had to learn how to pull my thoughts out of my mind and really position it in a different way where I can start helping myself first. Because in order for me to help others, I have to be willing to help myself. And then when I start helping myself, I have to be willing to see the work that needs to be done, the work that needs to be focused on, the work that needs to be improved. Because if I can't see it, how can others around me see it if I'm the one that's supposed to see it? It's like you have a dream, but the dream is only in your mind, it's only in your thought. And until you pull it out and put it out to the universe, the universe ain't gonna show you that your dream matters. When I started cooking, I had an idea. I said, I just want to cook. I just want to make videos of me cooking. And as I'm cooking, I recognized that I was trying something new. Every time I wanted to make a video, I'd call my mama who raised three boys, who was a single mother raising three boys by herself. I called my mama. I said, Mom, I'm trying to cook a sweet potato, or I'm trying to cook a cheesecake. What's the ingredients to it? I'm trying to cook something. What's the ingredients for it? And she proceeds to say, son, this is the ingredients. You have to have your crust. You have to have the whipped cream. You have to have the condensed sweet milk. You have to have the cream cheese. When you have all the ingredients together, you put it together. Now you have cheesecake. In order for you to have cheesecake, you have to be willing to start with a ingredient and start adding things on top of that to build this meal up as one. Now, as years passed, I wasn't as good of a cook, because every time I got hungry, I didn't want to record what I was making. So rather than me saying, I'm going to continue to do this, I said, I'm not going to cook no more, because I don't enjoy cooking while I'm trying to record and I'm hungry, and now it's taking even longer. What I learned during that time is that I was willing to learn. I'm going to go back to my sticky note. My sticky note say, you have to be willing to learn and attempt the lessons. and try the lessons. I'm going to put and try the lessons. Because if you try the lessons, you understand that the lessons can be improved. Oh, there we go. Hold on. Yeah, oh, that's too big. Let me see. I'm going to put it at 14. Okay, there we go. And until I'm going to come back to the screen. When I start to fully understand that no was a powerful sin, was a powerful tool because it helps me focus on what I need to focus on. See, starting a business is difficult because you have so many different ideas that you would like to do. But when I was cooking, it was so difficult for me to really cook and record. But the thing that I learned was that I was focused on cooking while I was making videos and showing the behind the scenes. I was focused on one thing. So over time, I forgot to focus on one thing, and I didn't understand the importance of concentrating on it. Because when you start to pay attention to what has your focus, you start to get better. If I would have stayed cooking, when I started cooking, if I would have kept cooking for the next 4 years, I would have been a phenomenal cook. I wouldn't have been Gordon Ramsay, but I would have been a better cook. It's the starting point that's so difficult because you have so many ideas that you have, so many thought processes that you go through, and so many different ways that you have to think about things that you're doing. And until I start to focus, from my experience, focusing is the most difficult thing there is because we're creative. We have so many ideas. We have so many thoughts. And having so many thoughts is something that can take away from your focus. Because if you're not focused, how do you complete what you have in your mind? You see, this video came in mind. And I'm like, I know I want to talk about it. I know I want to speak about it. I know I want to make a video about it. But why? Because I'm having the same issue. I'm having the same problem. I'm having the same struggle. Focusing on one particular thing to grow it and improve it. It's a lot of work. It's definitely a lot of work. And if I break it down into small pieces, I can accomplish this work even faster. I can do the work even without, well, it's going to be stressful regardless of the matter. I can do the work and gain the focus over time. Because as I have the focus comes from me really dialing into what I need to do and the importance behind it. I can't be a good business owner. I can't be a good entrepreneur. I can't be a successful podcaster. I can't be a successful podcaster if I'm not willing to focus. If I'm not willing to dial in on something and really improve over time, and as I'm improving over time, that's where the skills come from. Because a skill comes from when you focus. The improvement comes from the consistency. That's what this next point I want to hit on. Let me go ahead and share my sticky note right quick. Next point I want to hit on is that you have to be consistent while you are focusing on your skill. I'm going to go right here and say you have to be, consistent to remain focus. You have to be more consistent to remain focused. It's easy to start something today, and it's also even easier to quit something tomorrow. It's more challenging to start something today, to do it tomorrow, to do it today, the day after, rather than doing it one day at a time and doing it inconsistently. Because in order for you to really understand the importance of focusing, you have to be willing to be consistent. So and I'm learning this now as I'm building out the webinars, as I'm building out the funnels, as I'm running the ads, as I'm doing the work as a small business owner. In the future, I look to be a big business owner, but right now I have to start at some phase. And in order for me to get to the next step, I have to really focus on the way I'm communicating with my customers, the way I'm communicating and reaching out to people, to entrepreneurs to help launch their podcast. I have to be mindful of how I'm doing it and improve it every single day so I can start showing my expertise, so I can start improving why this matters. Because if a skill is not focused on, if a skill is not developed, it's a wasted talent because it's not paid attention to. The difference between skilled and talented is that talent, you're born with it. You can have the talent every day. To be skilled at something means that you are working towards it every single day. As I was growing up, I used to think that the people that were great, the people who had a lot of success, the people who played sports, the people who was just a phenomenal person, they got that because they had talent. I used to think that they have talent, so they got to this level. As I started to get older and started to see the behind the scenes, started to see what people was working on and how that was working out and how that was improving, I started to see that they really developed their skill. And for instance, Michael Jordan developed the skill that he had because he was in the gym every single day. There's a book by Tim Grover and it's called Relentless. And he explains, Tim Grover, he was the trainer for both Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. And so he explained, when someone who wants it as bad as they know they can have it, they're willing to build this skill up every single day. And he explained three terminologies. He had the closer, the closer, and he has two other descriptions that he explained. And the reason why I remember the closer is because he described Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan as the closers. They're willing to do anything and everything that they need to do in order to keep developing their skill. Consistency comes when you do the same thing over and over and over and over again. Because you are building a skill. When I started podcasting a half a decade ago, I wasn't that great. I wasn't that phenomenal. I wasn't even that amazing. Over time, as I continue to produce over 893 podcast episodes, I've learned the importance of focus. I've learned the importance of keep showing up. I've learned the importance of developing the skill. Because if you're not changing with time, time will make you change because time doesn't stop for anyone. I knew I wanted to be good. I knew I wanted to be great. I knew I wanted to develop a skill. But I didn't know what skill I was developing because I had so many ideas that I was pursuing. So many different things that I was thinking about. So many different ways that I wanted to show up in this world and start bringing value to others. It wasn't until I started bringing value to others that helped me realize that it's okay to deliver yourself while you are learning on the go. While you are developing yourself, while you're improving yourself, you can always improve yourself when you learn how to focus. Focusing is the most challenging thing there is because we have so many different ideas, so many different thought processes, so many different ways of thinking and exploring. But until you pick one thing that you can focus on for the rest for a long time, I wouldn't necessarily say for the rest of your life, but for a long time, you will eventually get good at it. The people who play basketball are good at basketball. Okay, correction. The people who are great in basketball became great in basketball because they focus on playing basketball. The people who play golf and became great at golf focus on playing golf. The people who played baseball and became great in baseball, they focused on playing baseball. The people who became great in business the people who became great at business, and that's because they focused on business. You don't accidentally become great. You purposely focus on a skill that you're developing over time. Babe Ruth say, I watched this video. They say Babe Ruth mentioned the reporter asked. They say, Babe Ruth, are you counting strikeouts or are you what are you afraid of? He said, none. I'm waiting for the next home run to come. I'm waiting for me to hit the next home run. He knew that he might not hit all the home runs, but if he focus enough, he can eventually break the record. He can eventually become great. He can eventually be a difference maker because he focused on the next ball. He focused on the next hit, on the next bat, because he knew in order for him to keep developing his skill, he had to really focus on one thing. And if you really look at Babe Ruth's stats, he had a batting average. He got struck out so many different times that the home runs outweighed the amount of times he struck out. Because it comes from focus. To be great, you have to be willing to learn on the go and develop your skills. And as you're developing your skills, you're improving yourself. You can only improve if you learn how to show up every single day. Because as you are showing up every single day, you are building focus within yourself, because you're paying attention to the skill that you're developing over time. The skill that you're developing doesn't get developed overnight. In fact, it gets developed the more you focus on this skill. The more you improve the skill, the more you learn the skill, the more you focus on the small details. The small details matters, because the small details is the steps that will get you to the next point. Focus is so challenging. Because how do you know you are focusing on the thing that will get you to the next level? I'm learning while being on this journey, while being doing this 90-day challenge, is that you can only get to the next step if you have skill that's going with you. If you have a development that has developed over you, that you have a development that you focus on, because it's something that's helping you get to the next level. It's something that's helping you get to the next step. It's something that's encouraging to become better. I remember when I was in the Marine Corps, we was learning how to shoot rifles. It was my first time shooting rifles. Now, I didn't fully understand how to. I didn't understand that the breathing, the way you breathe, controls the way the rifle moves. I didn't understand it. They said you have to control your breathing. Because if you don't control your breathing, the target that you're aiming at, you will completely miss it, because you're not controlling your breathing. You see, the first time I went to go take the rifle test and qual, and it was a test. You have to take the test and shoot the different rounds, different meters. And when I took the test, I failed the test the first time. I wasn't as focused as I needed to be. One, because it was cold. And two, I was in my head. I had self-doubt. I wasn't sure of myself, because I didn't develop the skill. So eventually they let me retake the test. And once I retook the test, I passed the rifle test. And once I passed the rifle test, I felt good about myself, because I passed it. My skill wasn't as developed, but I just got to look better, because I passed the second time rather than the first. Improvement is the most important thing that you can focus on. Because if you are horrible today, if you're not good today, if you're not great today, you still have another day to get better. And as you focus on the day to get better, not only are you getting better, you're developing the skill. This skill comes from focus. This skill comes from concentration. This skill comes from development, because you have to be willing to develop this skill over time. To be less focused means that you have to be willing to not build this skill over time. Your skill gets developed the more focus you put into yourself, the more focus you put into your skill, the more focus you put into developing your focus. Because there's different levels of success. First, you start out not knowing anything. First, you start out unsure. First, you start out doubtful because you don't know yet you can do it. And then you go from being doubtful to unsure to learning how to do it. Because now you're a student. Now you're focused on it. Now you're improving yourself. You see, in order to become great, you have to remain a student. And to get to the greatness, you have to keep being a student. Because the more you develop your skill, the more you learn, and the more you understand the game that you are playing, the better you will be. The better you will be, because the better you are becoming is based off the focus, the learning that you are developing over time. Excuse me. I used to be embarrassed of not knowing everything, not knowing everything that business consists of, not knowing everything. I used to be embarrassed because I didn't fully understand it. I used to be embarrassed because I was unsure of myself. I used to be embarrassed because I doubted myself. And over time, as I was speaking to different mentors, going to different places, having different conversations, they're talking to me at my level where I understand what they're saying. Whereas since they have so much success, they have so much education, they have so much skill developed, they're helping me develop my skill. When you have focus on a particular thing, the focus that you have is not only building within yourself, but is creating an opportunity that can only come from your focus. The reason why you need to say no to some things is because it's taking away the focus that you have. It's taking away the time that you have. And in order to get the time back, you have to be willing to commit to getting your time back. I started to get committed to getting my time back because over time, I'm learning the importance behind it. I'm learning the goal of it. I'm learning how it's making me better. Not only is it making me better, it's helping me become better. Because I have focus. I have development. I have ways that I want to improve. And in order for me to improve, I have to be willing to focus on the skill. I'm going to go back to my sticky note right quick. And the last thing I said, you have to be consistent. What I say, you have to be consistent to remain focused. And when you remain consistent to remain focused, you start to see results that you don't even expect. That's the next point I want to hit on. Results start to come. Results start to come. In other words, the more you build a skill, the more you get good. As you are getting good, the results are coming from the effort that you put into yourself, because as you put effort into yourself, it comes from your focus. The skill that you are developing, the time that you're putting into it, is helping you build more confidence. Because as you have confidence, not only are you building your confidence, you're recognizing the growth within yourself. This is so important, because in order for you to get to the next step, you have to be willing to focus on one particular thing that will help you understand what you are doing. When I got into business, I didn't fully understand it was called business. I just thought it was called being creative. I assumed that my creativity, it was a skill that I was building. Was a skill that I was developing, was a skill that not only improved, that I can improve on, but that was working with me. And my creativity can only take me so far if I don't have the education, the time, and the effort to fully understand business. Business is a universal language, and in order for you to understand the language, you have to be willing to study it. I had to commit to studying the language of business because I didn't fully understand it. I didn't fully recognize how to go about doing it. I didn't fully recognize that I didn't understand it. Creativity can only go so far if you don't have a skill to develop and become a great business person. Over the years, my goal is to become a great businessman to help others become the best version of themselves. Now, if you want to get into business, I would like to help you get into business. But until I'm at a phase where I can come back and help others, I have to be willing to help myself first. Because I have to gain the experience, I have to gain the knowledge, I have to gain the education, I have to gain the know-how so I can teach others the know-how to say no to things that don't even matter. So I can teach others how to say no to things that's going to take their time away. So I can teach others the importance of sacrificing and focusing on the work that you need to do for today. Because your skill only improves, your skill only develops. You are the one that controls how much you develop if you're willing to focus. Over the last half decade, I've been willing to focus for so long. Now I'm starting to see how my skill is developing. I'm starting to recognize that my skill is building upon my efforts from a half a decade ago. Did it take some time? Absolutely. But after 893 podcast episodes, I now understand that I have some type of success, that I have some type of achievement, that I have some type of accomplishment that I've achieved. This is so important because now that I have the skill, now that I have the accomplishment, now that I have the know-how, I can come back and help others. Whereas a half a decade ago, when I was trying to help others, I had no success. I haven't been through anything. I haven't grown within myself. I haven't learned the skill. Nor did I recognize the importance behind it. But I kept going. I kept developing. I kept learning. I kept building the skill. And I remained to have focus. Because as I had focus, I started to learn more over time. It taught me that in order for you to be good, in order for you to be great, you have to start with where you are at. When I first launched my YouTube channel had zero subscribers. My YouTube channel had zero videos. But how do you get to a point where you're growing your platform, where you're growing your podcast, where you're growing what you're doing? You have to be willing to show up every single day and gain help along the way, along the process, along your journey. Because I wasn't always doing it by myself. I've joined different mentorships, different programs, talked to people that's already doing it, that has been doing it for a long amount of time. And what it taught me during that time is that when you are starting to build a skill, get around others that already has the skill, so you just be in their area, so you can be and just see how they move, how they communicate. It might not mean nothing as you are seeing them within their skill. Over time, as you start to figure out yourself, figure out your path, figure out what you would like to do, you will refer back to the mentors or the people that you were around that helped you along your journey. In order for you to get to the next step, you have to be willing to start at the first step. No one skips success. No one skips steps in order for them to get to where they are. They have to start with from the bottom when everyone is at. Just like Drake said in the song, started from the bottom, now he's there. I've started from the bottom, now I'm getting there. Getting there is getting to a point where I can help others. Beat the phase of not knowing and overcome the challenges that will come as you are starting your business. But for me to do that, I have to accomplish some success. I have to accomplish some achievements. I have to be willing to remain focused on the work that I'm doing. Even though I have clarity, even though I'm developing the skill, even though I understand what I'm doing. I have to keep doing it, keep building the skill, keep building the results, and eventually I'll be able to come back and help others. I tried to help others, or I tried to teach people about business too early, because it was something that I didn't fully understand. I read my first book that I ever read was Rich Dad Poor Dad. When I read this book, it gave me a different perspective. It gave me a different perspective because it taught me that someone that has a lot of money think differently than someone who doesn't have a lot of money. They think completely different. Completely differently. And as I was growing up, I grew up in a single parent household, and my mom, who raised three boys by herself, not only raised three boys by herself, she helped us become young men. And what I learned as I was growing up is that she can only teach us so much. In order for us to become a man, in order for us to build the skill of being a man, in order for us to develop being a man, we have to get around other men. I didn't understand it until I got around other men and started learning how they was moving, started learning how they communicate, started learning about themselves. It wasn't until I started to understand that as they was moving, that was building a skill. When you build the skill, others recognize the effort that you are putting into your development. You have to develop. You have to improve. You have to be the one. Because if you're not the one, who's going to be the one? I decided a while ago that I wanted to be the one that help others become the best version of themselves. And in order for me to do that, I have to find a way how to help others become the best version of themselves. And recently I found out, as I'm in business and learning more about what I wanted to do, I'm helping other entrepreneurs launch their podcast so that way they can get confident on camera and start sharing their message with the world. Because it takes someone to show a person how to get to the next step, how to build the confidence, how to gain clarity. Because when you have clarity, you have more focus. When you have more focus, you can build a skill one day at a time, one podcast at a time, one episode at a time. It's understanding that your skill is being developed over time. The more you do that one particular thing, the more you do that one thing, you are improving more than you can ever imagine. Improvement is the goal. When you have improvement, you have focus. When you have focus, you have skill. When you have skill, you have determination. You have to be determined to build this skill. And as you are building this skill, just know you are. It comes from you having focus. Focus is something that shows you that you are doing something right. Your skill comes from when you are doing something for a long period of time and others start to see, man, you are really good at that. How long have you been doing that? Then you start to answer, I've been doing it for a little minute. You just now seeing the work that I've been putting in over the years. Over the years, you have to put the work in. Over the days, you have to put the work in. Over the nights, you have to put the work in. Because if you don't put the work in, how do you get to the next step? How do you get to the next step if you're not willing to put the work in? The work is meant to be done. And until you complete the work, your skill will always be in your mind, because now your mind is your dream. Your mind is your thought. Your mind is just something that you're thinking about. Because it's something that you're not acting on for your skill to be developed over time. To recap, I want to recap right quick. I want to go over the sticky notes that I've written on the notes. So the power of saying no, the importance of saying no is so critical to your success. Because if you're saying yes to everything, how do you say no to something? How do you really focus and build the determination of for you to get better? How do you say no? How do you focus? How do you remain determined to build this skill? And as you are building this skill, you have to realize what you are doing. Realization is the most important thing there is, because until you focus, until you remain determined, you can only do so much you can only do so much with the time that you have. So why not make use of the time that you have so you can continue to develop the skill? Understand who you are and how you help others. Understand who and how you help others. You can serve more people. You have to start with yourself first. The reason why you start with yourself, because you are giving people a blueprint of what you have accomplished, what you have done, what you have built for yourself. Because now people can just follow your footsteps, your blueprint, your lessons. Because it's something that you develop. It was something that I developed because I've produced over 893 podcast episodes. Now I'm learning more about business. Now I'm learning how to help others. Now I'm positioning myself as an authority to help other entrepreneurs launch their podcast so they can get confident on camera and start sharing their message with the right audience. And why do you say no? Next point was, why do you say no? You say no because you are focused. You have to turn down opportunities. You have to turn down trips. You have to turn down vacations in order for you to get to the next step. Sacrifices come from the no. And when you recognize the no that you're putting out to the universe, you start to get better over time. You have to be willing to learn and try the lessons. So as you are learning, try what you are learning. What you are improving on, keep learning over time. Because your skill comes from you learning. So you have to learn. You have to develop. You have to keep doing it every single day. Because when you do this, you have to be consistent. You have to always be consistent in everything that you're doing. Because when you find that one skill that you can improve on, you have to be focused to improve it on every single day. Because when you pay attention to how you are focused on the skill will not only get better, but it will increase your focus. Because it shows that you are doing something that you are determined to complete. So if you got value from this, make sure you hit that like button and hit that subscribe. If you're listening to this, leave up Apple podcast review by going scrolling all right now to the bottom, clicking the 5 stars, and letting us know what your biggest takeaway was from this episode. If you really got value from this, make sure you click this episode right here to watch further videos on how you can develop more within yourself.